Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Oh, damn. All right. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe you're going to walk into tonight where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to try to keep y'all from getting 30 days, so call us in and vent. I don't know. I'm already having little troubles over here. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
What about you, Barnan?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're supposed to be on mute right now. Hold on, let me see. Barnan?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, see, I don't know what going on, but we going to make it through it, y'all. We going to make it through it. Comic Cafe. So, Miss Unbelievable, how you feeling tonight? I mean, you going to get your woo-saw on tonight, or you just going to be a therapist?
I'm going to just be a therapist because I'm about to be on the move. So, yeah, I put things in check so I don't have to woo-saw. You know what I'm saying? I have to become the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Boss.
Mm. Oh, okay. What's up? What about you, Barna? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm a minister to society. I'm always on bullshit, so ain't no woo-saw.
All right. Hey, looks like Jazzy done tuned in. So, we got a full house. What's up, Jazzy? It's Comic Cafe. How you feeling?
What's up, ladies? What's going down? Hey, Jazzy. Hey, Mr. Leroy. How you doing, girl? I'm good. How y'all doing?
Chilling.
What's up, Martha?
What's up, now? It's your world, you know. Yeah, oh, no, I don't get to talk to them. No. You got to come in hard. So we got a good show for y'all tonight. Like I said, we're trying to prevent y'all from getting 30 days. Hit us up. You got some issues you want to talk about. It could be community issues, politics, your own personal bullshit. It does not matter. Just call us up because, man, I want to hear how people feel about that debate yesterday. I don't be watching the politics that much, but, man, I'm just saying, this year, them debates is better than TV. That's all I'm going to say. So I know we got our who's bumping, who's getting fat. Who we got on the chop block? I know we got to get to him a little early because I know you out in the streets. But who we got
I
on
am
the chop
out
block? Who's
street.
On the hit list?
On the hit list tonight is... Yeah. We got rapper Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
We got Browns football... Greg Robinson. We got Angela Staten. I know y'all like, who is that? I'll get to it.
Right.
We got Drew Carey. Yeah. We got Darren McFadden. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, okay, that's all? Okay, that's what we got? Okay.
That's it.
We're going to dig in them tonight. Don't forget, y'all, tonight's about the woo-saw, letting that stress go. So we're going to play some music. We got some conversation. And remember, when you hear the cuss words in the music, say it out loud. It'll make you feel good. So let's see here. Seeing that we got bar none, the M dot, O dot, D dot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think we're going to get some woo-shaw with you because, like you said, you on the shit. You always come in here swinging on motherfuckers and shit. So, all right. This right here is some woo-shaw music.
I knew you
were going to
call back in tonight. I know.
This is some woo-shaw music
tonight, sir.
For you thugs in the hood, this is bar none, the M dot, O dot, D dot. You ain't. Woo side.
You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. I hang with GDs and quit your baby mama my side hip. I'm riding around and I'm thumping down and I'm riding around in your whip. My shorty slipping them packs. They say he's bringing me racks. I'm sly as fuck and I'm beat you down, but I'm still rocking their max. I'm shy town like Bump J, V-Dub, my nigga, and Ferris. Go deal my nigga for real. You ain't got to question my status. Inside town, we got levels. That's why I stay with that metal. As big male, love potency. Them normal boys, some rebels. I stay posted up in these streets if you really want to find me. I post figures, no thumb. And Angelo's my G. I don't never have no beat. I buy none up in these streets. When the bullets fly, I don't duck and hide. I'm running up with that heat. In your eyes, I see hate. Cause I do the things you can't. I'm rocking shows, doing videos, and fucking hoes that you ain't. I know you living a lie, cause your money game ain't like mine. I'm business station, I'm flipping weight, and I'm breaking bread with my guys. You ain't gang, gang. You ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang. You ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang. You ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang. You ain't squad, squad. Better recognize. I'm whenever gang get St. Paul and Reed Bricks, my guy. But don't forget about Bella. His brother tougher than leather. And yeah, we keep them big tunes that'll shoot through your sweater. I know you boys don't fuck with me. Y'all talk about me and hate. Y'all whispering in the background like bitches cause you fake. I whip it up and I chop it down and I break it up on a plate. I'm getting money. I'm coming up and I thumb it up in your face. So what you know about that? My money coming right back. I'm rolling up in a foreign thing with a foreign queen. Know that. I'm out here ducking the law trying to get money involved. Okay. I pay the cost to be the boss, that's why niggas I call. Mm-hmm. I ain't down for no fuckery, so if you want it, don't fuck with me. I'm plugged in my city, that's why real niggas, they fuck me. It's my time and I'm ready, you hate on me and get buried. This real life, why you just pretend like a fairy? None. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tear your body apart, apart. You ain't gang, gang, you ain't squad, squad.
Yeah, so that's Bar None, the M.O.D., coming in out of Chi-Town. So, Ain't None, tell the people, how can they connect with you, bro?
Man, they can connect me on Bar None, the M.O.D., you know what I'm saying, at gmail.com, yahoo.com. Go to my website, CoastCastEntertainmentLLC.com. The website is up. Yeah, it is. And y'all can get into me on all social media everywhere. Just type in Bar None, the M.O. motherfucking D. Yeah, it is.
Alright, that's some hella woo-shaw. Gang, gang. That'll definitely release some stress on the freeway. I'm just saying, bruh. I'm just saying. Alright. So, we got our woo-shaw thing going on tonight. I forgot what topic I want to talk about. I'll get that together for y'all here in just a little bit. But for now, you know, let's check in with the ladies. I mean, I know we got our who's bumping, who's getting fat. But go ahead and tell the people who's the show being brought to you by today while you out in the streets, dear Miss Unbelievable.
You know, it's by the one and only, you know, Miss Unbelievable, the Sullamy Speak, author, publisher. You know, and then we got Monster U.S. Apparel. And then we got Elite Slave Management and Picasso Paint up in the city.
Okay, that's what's up. Yes, support them because they support the show. But I got two woo sides to go on. My first one is, I don't know if we're going to let you do that no more. Did y'all hear how she said her thing? The Miss Tony speaks unbelievable. It sounds like she's getting an award, like she's getting an Oscar or some shit.
I am winning an award.
Oh, yeah,
I am. Wait. Hold on.
And
hold
then
on.
She's like,
I am a winning the award.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh? And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone
and
I'm the one and only.
At least way, Picasso painting and all the other people, whoever else they are. It is what it is. And then my other woo-sah for tonight, my other woo-sah is Bar None. I mean, how come you ain't put me in the song, bruh? Oh, I guess I ain't.
Man.
Dang. I ain't squad.
You got a squad, man. We got plenty motherfucker songs that's going to take this motherfucker music at the five. It is. I got you, man.
Right.
Don't worry about that shit, man. I'm just trying to get monsters.
Right. Hey, it's funny. Ever since I heard that song, I've been wanting to harass you and say that. It's just, every time I talk to you, I'll be forgetting.
I knew it.
So I mean, we didn't ask Jazzy if she had things that she might want to have to woo-saw about later before we get into this entertainment news, because you know Miss Unbelievable, she in the streets, she on the go, so we gotta get a while. We gotta. What about you, Jazzy? How you feeling tonight? You on a woo-saw night, or you know you just being a therapist?
I feel great. Actually, I ain't had to cuss nobody out today. I've been walking around half naked all day. Today was a great day.
Oh, whoa.
That's my kind of day, Jazzy. That's my kind of day.
Whoa, God. God damn it. It is.
That's who sound like a mom. Miss Unbelievable. Just go ahead and start on this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Also known as an entertainment lifestyle. Who we got on the top line? Who's up first?
All right, so I know y'all was like, who in the heck is Angela Staten? Well, I'm going to tell y'all that first. Angela Staten is still in shock after getting a presidential pardon from Donald Trump. And she's already on her way to thanking him in person. Donald Trump pardoned 7 people Tuesday, Edward and Rod. But Angela's like, I'm about to get a book because this racist man done freed me from the White House. I'm just saying, you know, she's pardoned and doesn't regard his views. She don't care because she's got a bone to pick with Barack because he didn't pardon her first.
Lay down with the get down.
Now, I know her case. What was her case again? Did it have something to do with a robbery or some type of heist or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, what was her claim that, you know, she got too much time? I mean, it probably don't say that much in there, does it?
No, it don't. It's just talking about Trump putting his name up there. He pardoned 7 people, and she happy, and she's about to write her book.
Right. Well, I know some of these people that he pardoning. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I understand people got to do the time for the crime, but sometimes some of this shit is just like ridiculous. So I'm not against people getting out, but I'm just saying some of these people that he don't pardon, I'm like, wait, what? Who? Like the one dude that tried to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. Okay, you trying to sell Senate seats. Why are you pardoning him though? You get what I'm saying? So some of these people, I'm like, huh? So, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
So who gave you?
With y'all, President?
The orange man.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Ask y'all a little bit later if y'all seen some of that debate debate yesterday. So that's definitely because some of these other ones coming up, I don't know what the hell we gonna do. But we'll get to that later.
We're going to be sitting there with Trump. Okay, so Brown lineman Greg Robinson busted for 157 pounds of weed.
What?
Faces up to 20. Okay, I'll read it again. Brown lineman Greg Robinson busted for 157 pounds of weed, facing up to 20 years in prison. The Montreal CFL team released a statement saying they are in the process of gathering more information. This matter is very serious. They plan on making a decision.
Sorry. Oh, no. Our car dropped. Oh, no.
Hey, you better get a whooping.
Oh, no. Here she go, y'all.
Dang, it just cut me off in the process. I'm telling y'all, I'm in the streets. I rode by the police officers. You know, the FBI be want me, y'all. I'm telling y'all. They don't like
see,
me.
See, that's what happened. Show did.
Well, I don't trust, right. I don't trust nothing, man. Yeah.
They don't like me being great, but anyway, like I was saying, they just popping me all the way off. All right, so okay, remember I was talking about the Mr. Brown.
Yep.
And so he has 23 mason jars, a can filling machine, an electronic scale, 3,100 in cash. He was caught in his 2020 Chevy Tahoe. He's 26 years old. He was not reentering the country from Mexico. Rather, they was trying to get from Los Angeles to Louisiana, and they hit the checkpoint on the way. Border Patrol tested the substance, and it came back positive for marijuana. The SUV, who was the other person in the car, was not charged. Just, oh boy, because he caught two. The weed being his. The weed was grew indoors. It was house weed. So they're saying it may have some goodness to it. He could face 20 years in prison. His teammates, they're like, we are not going to respond on his arrest.
Right. I think they're going to get out of this one. I ain't no lawyer or nothing. You know what I mean? Don't put your money on my decision. But I will say that, especially if they were coming from L.A. where it's legal, and they were trying to go to I don't know what the laws are in Louisiana. But I think they're pretty much good. The 3,100, that ain't going to count for nothing. You know what I mean? Them is football players. They could have that much money cash because they got it off the other dude's pocket. So that's not really much. The part that's going to hang them, though, is that scale and all that other stuff. I'm getting a lot of crunching out of somebody. But that's what's really going to get them. but I think it was funny that the little dude was like, the third dude that didn't get charged, he's like, I ain't taking the charge for shit. Hell no. Because we all know how that goes.
That third person is no longer my friend.
Why? Because they didn't get
charged? If you're with me, you better get your charge for something. He had 157 pounds of weed, and it was all house grown.
Dang. Well, what it was, I think they checked one of their phones or something, and they seen a I think they got a text. They found a text on one of the guy's phone that said something about grow house, something like that. So that's where they get the whole the whole grow room thing from. But these guys got power lawyers. They ain't gonna do all that. But shit, dude, like, I ain't making no money off of that. You know, I ain't going to put that 157 pounds, matter of fact, it was 157.9. That means 9 ounces. 0.9 pounds of weed. shit. I don't give a fuck if I am the little guy in the car. No, I'm not taking. No, no, you better put the money up front. You ain't got it on you? No, then I ain't doing it. I'm just, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm the bad friend. I mean, hell no, I don't know. I don't know whose it is, but it ain't mine. It was in the door. How could I put that in the door? Let me know. I'm just saying. I didn't put it there. I ain't saying who put it there. But I don't have access to put nothing in nobody's door. Hell no, let me go. Talk to them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I ain't know nothing. I don't know nothing, nobody, and how it got there.
Great.
They must not have offered enough. They must not have offered enough when he was in the back. Hey, bro, I give you $1,500. Hell to the fucking no. Do you know how much that is? $10,000. Hell no, that's not going to pay for my lawyer fees. The fuck you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I need like $250.
Shit. Money, 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 money.
My bag. I'm the bad friend. So, all right, what else we got on the chat block?
Okay, we have. Now, I'm going to talk, you know, I'm in the football, in the sports mode, if y'all can see. You know what I'm saying? Darren McFadden gets jail time in his drunken Whataburger case. So, ex-cowboy Darren McFadden will spend time behind bars. We learned that he pled guilty in his drunken Whataburger case. This happened back in January 2019. Officers confronted him. He resisted, got in a scuffle, smashed out the driver's passenger's window. He faces DWI. He had a BAC of blood alcohol content of greater than or equal to 0.15. But we learned that the 32-year-old reached a plea agreement last week to close out his case. He will spend a whole 4 days in jail, although he did receive credit for 1 day served. So, and his driver's license will be suspended for 90 days. Oh, this is a great one. McFadden, you know, he played for the Oakland Raiders. He played 7 seasons. He played 3 more with the Cowboys before retiring in 2017. He's got time. I just had to read it like he got time. Knowing he ain't get shit.
He got 4 days.
Man. Lock his ass up. He got 4 days. I had to make
he
it like
holiday
he's
time.
To do something.
That's what he did. Right.
And he got 1
time.
Day for good day, so he just got to do 3.
Right. All right, but I'll let you guys chime in on it first, and then I'll slap my little piece on it. How you feel about it, Bonner? You heard about that story?
I just feel like, man, motherfuckers doing what they got to do, man. You got to get a chop out here in the world, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. So it is what it is. That's how it is, and it's tipping on the move. Chats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Jazzy?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that one. Was we still talking about the dude with the weed, or we moved on to a different one?
We moved on to a different one. We moved on to a whole boy getting
on the weed.
Walked away from my phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Probably go get some weed.
I don't even smoke no more.
Well, to basically sum it up, this guy, what's his name again? Name is unbelievable. Darren.
Mr. Fadden.
Warren.
Darren Fadden.
Okay.
Darren Fadden.
Darren Fadden. Okay.
There you
now,
go.
This dude is an ex-football player. It is. He got into an altercation at a Whataburger.
A Whataburger?
Now,
Whataburger.
A Whataburger. You know I'm from Minnesota. You know I say my E's and R's.
then you should have said, what's up, burger?
He got into an altercation at a Whataburger. And I think it's a blessing that he got to do 4 days with 1 day served. I know y'all like, what you mean? Yes, it was a blessing. Think about it now. This is a big-ass ex-football player. Fell asleep at the drive-thru is what happened. He fell asleep at the drive-thru. So when that police showed up and woke his ass up is when the altercation happened. Now, let's keep it 100. That's a big ass motherfucker. He better be lucky he only got 4 days, 1 day serving. They didn't shoot his big ass in today's era.
Uh-huh.
You understand me?
Oh, he got it.
They could have messed his big ass up.
The police?
Yeah,
because they startled him.
Oh yeah, that's like disturbing a bear.
They startle him. You can't startle people. You can't do that.
Woke up half
they
drunk.
Startled him.
What's going on?
Be like, whoa! And then don't be drunk, because now you really feel like somebody's trying to rob you and stuff. You go in defense mode.
Yeah.
You know. You already have crazy.
You lucky.
You lucky.
You would have said. See what I'm saying? So that's a good story at the end of the day.
That is a good story because, you know, most of the people who play football, you know, they don't get off good. They always get the max or get in the middle. You know, they don't get the, you know, low sentences like this. You know, they can kill a dog and go, as you would see, go farmer's life in prison. So this is cool.
You
know, wrestling with the police. That's true.
Because
they do that first. Right. Oh. So all right. What else we got?
All right. So rapper Pop Smoke Dead. The first initial story was shot and killed in home invasion by 4 gunmen. Well, now that case has took a turn. They said Pop Smoke's murder appeared to be a targeted hitman, not a robbery. Pop Smoke's death wasn't a robbery gone wrong. It was a targeted hit, and the conclusion is supported by surveillance video. People who have seen the video footage from outside the Hollywood Hills home where Pop was killed Wednesday morning tell us you see 4 men approaching the home at around 4:30 a.m. and sneak around the back. A couple minutes passed before 3 of the 4 walked back up the side of the house to the front. The 4th apparently walked in the back door, but no cameras was tamed in on it. The next time you see the man, he exits to the front door of the house. As reported, multiple shots were fired inside the home, and they only struck Pop Smoke, who was rushed to the medical hospital and was pronounced dead. At first, it seemed like it was a robbery because the rapper posted a photo early in the day of a bunch of gifts. One of it had his home address embezzled on it. He also posted another pic hours before the shooting of himself and a friend in the car holding an enormous amount of cash. But here's the thing. The folks who have seen the surveillance video tells us the people inside the house, presumably the shooter, did not carry anything out. Given that he shot someone, it's doubtful he would take the time to stuff items in his pocket. Pop Smoke was only 20 and already making a name for himself in the music business. His song, Welcome to the Party, was remixed by Nicki Minaj, and he appeared on Travis Scott's latest project, Jack Boys. His mixtape charted number 7 on the Billboard. Cops continue to investigate. No murders have been, no arrests have been named. No suspects have been named, but they're on the case, and I will keep you informed on who's up and who's getting back on. And that is all
that's
of
crazy.
Who's bumping who, who's getting back.
Oh, my fault, guys.
Right. You good. That's crazy. Like, I believe I said it the other day when we first brought it in. I said there's going to be something a little more to it. But, yeah, because, yeah, everybody, that's what they were saying, you know, everybody thought it was he got robbed because, they took pictures, they looking all fly, a couple pictures, they got some money, some other stuff, but, yeah, so, wow. So, I guess we're going to find out, see what this all comes down to. It's either going to be some jealousy or over some, I hate to say it, but it could be over a woman. But I shouldn't say stuff like that, but
it is
what it is.
But they always, they keep warning everyone, don't be posting that kind of stuff because you become a target. And, when you already have a past of your own, you got to be careful that just because you made it big doesn't mean that past ain't going to come and hit you on the head, especially if you got some enemies and frenemies that you ain't settled with, they coming for you. And if you don't have nobody that really got your back, they going to get you. And so, unfortunately, he, you know, is one of those young kids, young men, who probably lived a life, talked about it, and was about it, and now he got shot about it. So you got to understand your environment. You got to understand who you're with. You got to understand that sometimes karma is a motherfucker.
Yeah, that is true.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Real speaking, real.
Yeah. I actually know somebody who was building a campaign for him right now. But
wow.
You know.
That's that.
But what else we got?
That's it. On who's bumping, who's getting fat.
I got another story to add to the who's bumping, who's getting fat.
All right.
So, did y'all check out the story I posted about the Minneapolis woman getting murdered?
Nope.
So, this Minneapolis woman had walked in on a guy fucking another guy, right? They had some business or whatever, and she had forgot her phone and had to turn around and go back and get her phone. Well, when she went to back to get her phone, she had walked in on the nigga fucking some nigga.
Wow.
And he's supposed to be this hardcore nigga, you know, well known in the streets or whatever. And she said she grabbed her phone, she ran out the door. They chased her out the door. And less than 24 hours later, she had posted a video on Facebook exposing the dude and letting everybody know he was gay or whatever. She had posted pictures of the nigga up there. And they killed her.
That's about what they do. That's about what they do.
Go ahead.
Okay, first, I just want to help you out a little bit there, Jazzy. Are you trying to say Minneapolis?
No.
You said it was where?
Not Minneapolis.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right, help me out. My bad.
So check in.
Yeah. Now I did see the a little bit of the footage because I was like, what is this? So I do know a little bit about what you're talking about there, Jazz. Let's just say I didn't see, like, no pictures or nothing or no names that she had put because it got to the point where I was like, what is this really? Because, you know, she was going hammer. Like, oh, da-da-da, I can't believe these people. Da-da-da, and da-da-da, you wouldn't believe them, boom, boom, boom. And she was really going hammer. So she was, like, dropping names and pictures like that.
On her Facebook page, she actually posted a picture of him. She wrote across this picture, gay bird. And she posted some other stuff. Like, she was name-dropping on her Facebook page.
She just made herself a target. Like, come on. Why would you?
First they thought it was just a car crash, but as they got closer and examined, they had noticed that she had been shot twice.
Oh.
But her car was totaled. Like, her car looked like the whole other half of it was gone.
Damn.
You gotta be careful when you be saying.
She tried to extort them for $5,000. And when they didn't pay up the $5,000, she exposed them on Facebook.
About some money.
Yeah, that's the type of shaming that gets these results. Let's just be honest. People, we just got to stop doing it. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean, aim nothing at nobody. I'm just saying this situation mm-hmm. is not an isolated situation. Right. I remember at one point this was like the hottest thing on social media was exposing da-da-da, just see it a lot. And that was always my big concern. Like, somebody's going to not like this, and they're going to come at you funny because they're trying to hold a reputation or something, da-da-da. If you do come busting on somebody and they getting it in, whatever, let that be. Let that be your shocker. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to try to shame somebody and da-da-da. I know it's hard when you get mad. You know what I mean? You want to degrade somebody and all that, but we just got to stop that, man, because it's never good. That's never good. That's messy mud. Messy. Just no. It's not good. Just, yeah, if you don't want to fuck with nobody, just stop fucking with them. Don't be trying to shame them, right. Put them out to try to get everybody else not to like them and all that extra shit.
It definitely ain't worth losing your life over.
But this is a prime case of mind your own damn business. Because first of all, if you mind your business, you see something, okay, that's not your business. Just because you see it, you ain't got to make it your business. You ain't got to make it to post it. You ain't got to make it to assort it. You know what? Let them do what they do. They didn't come and, you know, expose you and say that you want to extort them. They didn't come do all that. But in the end, you get what you put yourself out with. So did she not think if you trying to out somebody that you not going to be out yourself? Like,
I really think she was mad because she was. I really think she was madder because she used to fuck with the dude.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That will do it.
And I mean.
Yes, it will.
And I mean, we're not saying in any way that she deserved what she got. No, we're not saying that in any way. We're just saying, like, this is a situation that's not isolated and something that happens. And sometimes this may be the repercussions of the things that, you know, people do. Is it really that? I don't get it. Like, if that's what you're into, if that's your lifestyle in today's age, why are you afraid to come out?
Right.
I mean, let it be. You know what I mean? I mean, ain't no need to hide today. If that's what you do, that's what you do. I mean, hell, there's big celebrities that come out and say da da da, they might go back, but you know what I mean? Hey. It is what it is,
right.
But I mean, you ain't got to kill nobody because they telling people. I mean, are they lying?
No.
I mean, it ain't worth killing nobody.
But you gotta allow somebody to do it on their own time, though. You know, maybe they weren't ready. You know, maybe they'll get ready, but it's not for somebody else to do that. Like, that's just so disrespectful. You don't know where people's mind state is and their mentality to say, oh, I can handle this right now. You know, so in their minds, you did something that they wasn't ready to be happened or be ousted. So now in their panic, this is what the result is. And we got to be careful because it's with anyone. When we're trying to do something, oust something, and they're not ready for it, this are all the results of someone panicking, someone, you know, being upset, someone not ready. Mm-hmm. Even though the people accept it, not everybody still accepts it.
Indeed.
Because maybe they still ain't accepted themselves.
Preach, my
mind
thing.
Your business.
Preach.
Mind your business.
Indeed.
Right. So, all right, we'll go ahead and take a breather, and then we come back. I know we got more stuff to talk about. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what I want to give y'all the woosah off. We already took it to the thugs, so y'all can slap each other around. Release that stress. Let's see. What else do we got over here? I kind of want to play
and
independent artists, but I don't know. Go ahead.
While you figuring that out, Ms. Unbelievable got a rollout. Solomon Speaks. She'll be speaking next Thursday. Gotta go this week. Be listening for Know Your Position next week. I holla. Love y'all. This was fun. I'll see y'all tomorrow on Friday night. Last.
Tomorrow.
Night. I'm okay. In the street. Okay. Bye, all guys.
Right,
don't get,
all right. Be safe.
Don't get 30 days. I ain't gonna get 30 days.
Good night, Miss Unbelievable. I hate myself.
I ain't driving. No, no, I ain't driving, so I ain't gonna get that today.
Living like a seven. Right. And be a good friend. If y'all get pulled over, take the charge. This right here is Rico Barino. Tico B, it's called Vibe. Woofstop Music. Comic Cafe, Thursday night. Monster US Radio Podcast. Online radio with the Roar.
Yes. Sir. I don't be tripping again.
Nah. I'm cool.
Gotta see what else is in.
What's in your mind, girl? What's in your mind?
Just wanna roll with the wind.
Yeah, I bet you can roll.
And I'm cool with that. Yeah. She cool with that. Baby, it's all out of breath. I'm rolling 60 in the rain. OG smoking, switching lanes. Yes, sir. A nigga playing nighttime while I'm on my way round to pick your pretty ass up. I figured I was at the mood and open up your door like a real player do. I love the way you walk, you move. And now you carry all that ass and them fly Jimmy too. Wanna take you somewhere, we can set the mood and pop a little hookah and a VIP booth while we sit on the rock. Let's mix it with the juice and conversate all night. I swear I'm really loving your body. Let's just chill out and have our own party. We ain't got to invite nobody. Swear I'm loving the way we vibing,
yeah.
I don't be tripping again.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Gotta see what else is in.
I got to see.
I do. She just wanna roll with the ones. She just wanna roll with the ones. I'm cool with that. Baby, it's all out of breath. Oh, yeah. Baby, it's all out of breath. Talk that shit and trip out with you. There's so many things I wanna
do.
Tonight I think I'm playing. Ooh, I want you so bad, but I'ma chill out instead. So now I got you in a place that we can set the mood and pop a little hookah in our VIP booth while we spin folks around. Mix it with the juice, come and see it all night. I swear I'm really loving your body. Let's just chill out and have our own party. We ain't got to invite nobody.
Yeah.
I don't be tripping
again.
Gotta see what else is in.
I gotta see.
She just wanna roll with the ones. She just wanna roll with the ones. And I'm cool with that. Baby, it's all out of breath.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Baby, it's all out of breath.
Oh yeah.
All right, it's Rico Barino to help y'all woosaw. That's called Vibe, right here at Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. So I guess I'll come back and I'll ask you guys, you guys have anything to woosaw about? We thought you had something to woosaw about yesterday there, barring none, the MOD. So I got one of the little memes that I put up today, I want to read to y'all and see how y'all feel about it. But for now, let's see. Do y'all got something y'all want to vent about?
Well, I'm venting about the world, man. Everything fucking pissed me off, so I ain't going to lie about nothing. I need a big woosah and a big moosah. I need a drink to slow me down.
Well, I mean, what you talking about in the world? I mean, you talking about the coronavirus?
Yeah,
I mean, what you talking about, the politics,
the economy?
Politics.
I'm not really trying to be a politician. You got the music industry. You got motherfuckers killing motherfuckers for no reason. You got the coronavirus. It's just so much shit in the world that makes a motherfucker want to woo side. You know what I'm saying? We got to back up. And
mm-hmm.
they talking about the feds that they're watching the coronavirus. What the fuck you watching it for? That bitch airborne, motherfucker. You ain't going to see nothing but it coughing on your ass, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did see something. I want to know if y'all seen it, because sometimes I see things I can't really read into them too much. I know the gossip news is over with, but I seen something. It said something about the coronavirus. It's supposed to, you know, I'm on the conspiracy. The coronavirus is supposed to be a distraction over the whole 5G service. I don't know if people really know this, but I know America put out that they have 5G, but they really didn't have 5G. They just put it out so they can beat China to the punch. There's a lot of money in that 5G network because it's supposed to work so fast. I knew it wasn't no 5G because every time I used it, this shit was not 5G. It was more like my 5 megs. But I don't know. Did y'all hear anything about that?
Well, I ain't hear nothing about it, but I know that's real. Because if you heard it, something about that motherfucker is pissed.
Right. Okay. Well, did you have something you had to vent about over there, Jazzy?
Where'd she go?
My bad. I had my stuff on mute.
Oh,
I was just going to say that.
I don't know. I'm coronavirus. I just think it's the government trying to kill people off. Trying to population control.
So that's what you think? You think they did it for population control?
Yeah.
And I guess because China.
Listen. How old are you? How old are you?
Man, I ain't gonna say that, but I'm up there. We're gonna stay there.
I'm 37. All these fucking new fucking viruses, where the fuck did they come from? Wasn't none of this shit out when I was younger? Where the fuck are all these new diseases coming from? Tell me. And can't nobody say it's from the people coming over here, because motherfuckers been coming to America for years.
And they ain't Eddie Murphy.
Good. Well, I mean, they couldn't do that anyway because it's in China.
Indeed.
Yeah, so you think it's like some chemical warfare, disease type, so on and so forth.
I remember they were sending motherfucking anthrax in the mail.
I'm telling you, man, you can't tell me these are fucking man-made viruses. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called population control.
Right. I think there could be some truth to that. Because I'm being honest with you, you know what I mean? The first thing I think, because again, y'all know I be into the conspiracy theories. I think it's an attack on the upcoming Olympic Games that's scheduled to be in China. They got everybody scared about the coronavirus. Ain't nobody finna go to no Olympic Games there.
Oh no.
Right.
They're gonna be forced to move it somewhere else.
Yep.
You know, Olympic Games is a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
And then another thing. Somebody tell me how everything that's going on in the world is on the fucking Simpsons. And then years later it happened. Tell me that. Why is the Simpsons predicting everything? Tell me that.
The Simpsons are real tycoon. Just like the Family Guy, just like American Dad, they telling on your ass, motherfucker.
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you on that. I'm going to say it's going to make the stock in The Simpsons go up because I'm going to go back and start watching all this shit so I can see what's coming.
I'm waiting on Trump like that. That's what I'm waiting for. So I'm waiting on somebody to kill Trump ass because The Simpsons said it was going to happen. They predicted the coronavirus in 2015. It's fucking 2020. 5 years later, here comes the fucking coronavirus. Goddamn.
Well, damn. I didn't know about that one. But yeah, but I did know about the Trump one where yeah he got assassinated.
Right after
yeah.
he started the war.
Crazy. I don't know what to tell you. Hey, I don't know what to tell you about these cartoons, man.
Right.
Woo.
Cartoons is real. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna leave it alone. But yeah, matter of fact, speaking of Trump, and you know, politics, I'm just gonna go ahead and slap in here on this thing that I seen yesterday. Like I said, I don't even know if these people are Republicans or Democrats. So hopefully y'all know that's how much I watch politics, but I'm just telling y'all this it's getting me into it. One because of, you know, the whole Trump situation. But also, it's become a calamity to me. I could be wrong. I mean, did y'all see any of it? I mean, I didn't watch all of it, but I did watch parts of it.
I didn't watch none of it.
What about you, Jazz?
Jazz disappeared again.
She might not have. Or her cheek don't hit the mute button. But
sorry,
yeah, I mean, okay. Did you see it?
I did. You know, I don't anything. If a commercial come on talking about Trump, I'm turning it. I cannot stand Trump. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. A lady walked through my store the other day while I was at work with a Trump hat on. I started to slap this shit off her head.
You gotta be nice. You gotta be nice.
But I only get 3 days.
Well, you would not have liked it because at the end of the day, that's the main thing they brought up. I mean, to me, it was like the main focal or one of the focal points of that night. I mean, I understand it's presidential debate. That's who y'all gonna go against. But everything was about we can't let Trump be there. It did. That's
right.
What the main thing was about. But it got thick up in there. Now, you got to excuse me. I'm going to try to remember all the names. Again, I'm not really deep into the politics, but it's got me this year. And last night, it was better than primetime TV. Honestly, like, from what I had seen before, I was kind of leaning towards Bloomberg a little bit, just a little bit. You know, I wanted to see what more he got going on, but apparently they put his ass on blast last night. I swear they ganged up on him like he was from the South Side or something. And every other set was in there. I mean, they grilled his ass good. If y'all didn't see it, okay, now they got to talking about sexual harassment and things like that. So apparently this dude, he has, like, some gag orders on people. Or what is that stuff called where you sign the thing and you won't say nothing in court? What they call that? I can't remember the name. But basically it's confidential. But they ain't supposed to be talking about it, right? So basically she was saying, I believe the lady's name, Warren. She grilled his ass. She was like, well, basically, are you going to talk about Trump? When you over here, you calling people, and she said a couple of derogatory names. I can't remember, but it was very bad for women. But yeah, got on his ass and said, you got concealed court orders so people can't talk, so on and so forth, against things you got against women. And he's like, well, I can't really talk about that. It's in confidentiality. She's like, well, the only one holding it back is you. So are you saying they have the right to come out and say what happened in those situations, saying that they're talking about transparency and people putting everything out on the table that they've done? So he was like, well, he kept it real professional, though. He kept it real professional. real presidential. He's like, yeah, well, that's between us and them, and we signed that agreement, and we're going to stick to it, and that's all I'm going to say. But, I mean, it got rough, and I'll be honest, like, I'm not saying a woman cannot be president. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying these women right now, I don't think they're ready. I don't think they are ready. And I think they kind of showed that lesson. One, she showed me a long time ago when she wouldn't shake Bernie Sanders' hand after a bait they did because she said that he said some bad things, I think, about her personally or something like that. That's not, to me, there's times as a president, you have to be above that, above the bullshit, and be professional. Not be in your emotions and handle things in a professional manner. You may not like them. Say, okay, you might have said that bullshit, but you know what? It's all right. You have a good day anyway. I may not fuck with you, but you know what? You have a good day anyway. To show my professionalism. Now, her not shaking his hand showed me she's in an emotional state. He put his hand out there. She didn't shake it. She looked at him like, what is that for? No, homie. You dig? And we can't have no president that's going to be in their emotions and their feelings. That's how motherfuckers go to war and shit like that. Oh, you said this. I don't know. You said some shit about me. Now. You know what I mean? So, and then they jumped on Globuchar, you dig? And this is, you know, I was really looking at her at one point, but she got really flustered last night and showed her emotion when they talked about it. Now, they said she did an interview just a couple nights ago, and not too long ago, and it was some, I believe it was on another network. I can't remember what it was, but they asked her who was the president of Mexico. And she basically couldn't answer. She said, I don't know his name. You know what I mean? So one of the other, Barbara Doe, some like, again, I can't remember their names. If you've seen other people, they know who the hell I'm talking about. But he actually said, well, how can you be a president and you don't even know the next president's name of Mexico and you're trying to be an international leader and you don't even know the name of the person in Mexico. But one, the lady won. She did come to Global College Defense, and she did have a point. But the dude had a point too. Like you can't, like you got to be on point if you're gonna be a president. And no excuse is not a good. No excuse is acceptable. You're supposed to be the head of a leader. You got to represent a nation. You have to be on point on your information and everything. But the other lady said, like, she forgot a name. All of us, we forget a name sometimes. Da da da. She does have a point on that. Okay, we can't hold that totally against her, but at the same time, you got to know the leaders around you, especially the leaders right next to your border. Like you just got to know. But you should, if y'all could have seen it, they was getting mad, they was getting heated and flustered, and at times it was just like, oh my god, like I know you didn't just ask me that on TV. Oh, my goodness. It just was a good battle. I just think it was better than TV last night. So I know a lot of people don't watch politics, but these debates, they start to be good. I mean, yeah, like better than prime time. So, yeah, it was like a bad episode of, what? I don't know, a bad episode of Jeopardy or some shit like that. It was crazy. So all right, damn, we're going to run out of time. I had the little thing I wanted to read to y'all, but shit, we about to be out of time. But I guess I'll squeeze it in here anyway. But this is a meme I posted. I think it was good for Comic Cafe. It says, life is too short to wake up in the morning with regret. So love the people who treat you right, forgive the ones who don't, and believe that everything happens for a reason. If you get a chance, take it. If it changes your life, let it. Nobody said it would be easy. I think that was a good meme. I think I probably seen a little further in it probably than I needed to. But I think that's a good one, especially like the part about when it says, believe that everything happens for a reason. I think that's a good one, especially in today's age. I think sometimes people take things too personal. Like they think that, you know, everything is like to crash down on them. Just sometimes you got to learn who not to mess with and who to mess with. Sometimes you got to learn how to trust somebody who not to trust. And sometimes those people come around you to show you that lesson. And that's just how you got to look at it. You know, I think sometimes we get really emotional and connected to things like when people say, you know, oh, this person wasn't loyal to me, da, da, da. okay, that's cool. Let that shit go because you just learned a lesson. Like, you can let somebody get close to you and they may not still be loyal. So there's something you need to be rechecking about the people you let get that close to you or whatever. You know what I mean? Sometimes that thing happens for the good. Sometimes people X themselves out of your life and it's better for you. It's easier on you because they took themselves out the equation instead of you having to figure it out. I mean, y'all want, y'all got any comments on, you know, that little quote?
I'll be praying for people to leave so I won't have to kick them out of my life.
I'm for real,
because I don't be wanting to be that. I don't be wanting to be that person. I would rather just people leave on their own, because if I have to put you out of my life, then it ain't no coming back. But if you leave on your own, then there's a chance I might forgive you later on. You know, we can still be friends or whatever. But if I dismiss you, then you don't got no chance.
Right. Now, there's a great thing you said in there about, you know, basically how y'all walk away from or take a break or whatever you may want to say it from each other. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get mad, and sometimes you just got to say, you know what, I'm just going to, whatever, just somehow let it be. You don't always have to be like, oh, you a rotten motherfucker. You don't take care of your kids, and you raggedy motherfucker, you, and Now, there ain't no coming back from that. A lot of times. There ain't no coming, oh, that's how you feel, motherfucker? I let you stay at my crib. What the fuck? You get what I'm saying? There's no coming back from that, but sometimes when you get mad, you just got to check your emotions.
I don't say harsh words like that to people, though. I really haven't said harsh words like that to people, but they still talk to me, and I don't know why, but... For real.
Maybe it was true.
I said shit like that to my husband, like, maybe, like, some shit like, you dead to me, bro. If you died right now, I wouldn't spit on your grave type shit, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a little different than being like, you ain't shit, motherfucker. You're this, you're that.
I've said those words.
Never do this.
Those words, too. I've said those words.
Oh.
I've told him
damn.
That he wouldn't shit. If he died, I wouldn't bring my son on his funeral. Like, really, like, I've said some fucked up shit.
Right. But do you feel that way today? No answer that, matter of fact, it's not. We won't go there.
Like, I'm looking at shit different. You feel me? Like, I look at shit from every fucking point of view. You feel me? Like, before I go in too deep, like, I be trying to put myself in another person's shoes, but, like, how motherfuckers view the world and they priorities that they have just be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I can't relate to that shit. Because I'm a real ass motherfucker, and I'm always gonna be a real ass motherfucker, no matter what the fuck you do to me, or regardless of what happens, I'm still gonna be me. You feel me? Like, you might bring me out of my character for a little minute, but at the end of the day, I'm still gonna be Jazz.
Right.
I might say some fucked up shit to you today, and then give you some doubt tomorrow. But know that this fucked up shit I said to you yesterday, I fucking meant wow, well, my goddamn heart.
She said, "No, we cool. No, we cool. You still motherfucker, but no, we cool."
Like, you feel me? Like, I'm gonna tell you to your face. Ain't nobody else gonna have to tell you what the fuck I said, because it's gonna come from me.
Right. Okay. So, all right,
I mean, you
so
already know, E. You already know. Huh? You seen how I went in on Kermit ass, like.
Yeah, yeah, believe me, I'm already knowing. I'm already knowing. All right, we are at the end of another episode of the Common Cafe. Tune in next week. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but y'all can call in and put us on whatever you want to. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. Don't forget, tonight's show has been brought to you by The Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable E.K. You can go to our Monstars radio page and go to the Monstars crew page. You can connect with her there. Also, you can find the link to her book. You can connect with Jazzy. You can connect with me at the Monstars radio page. Also, we got a 24-hour stream. I loaded some new hot music. It was bumping today. I'm just saying, it had me motivated at work. So, so let's see. I don't know what else to say.
Can I say a disclaimer before we close out?
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, people, if y'all are trying to connect with us, listen, I know I'm cute or whatever, but listen, don't come to me. Don't come try to connect with me to holler at me, because you are going to be disappointed every time. If it ain't your business, keep it over there.
Alright, hey, in that order. So just because she says she be listening to the show butt naked, don't mean in her inbox. Cause hey, when you said that earlier, he's like just chilling, you know, was walking through the house today. I was like, oh my goodness, watch, yeah, her thing is gonna blow up now. And like, what, you know, nah, you know how they be on social media.
People hit me up about the radio, and then be like, "Damn, you fine as hell, nigga. I know. What the fuck do you want? That's all. What do you want? You trying to come on the show? You want an interview? What do you need? What is it?"
See, a motherfucker, I'm finna go get my inbox right now.
Don't do it. I'm gonna touch it out of him.
Alright, y'all have a good night. Don't get beat up in your inbox. And tune in tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. Oh my goodness, I start a new job tomorrow. I might tell y'all about it. I work all night. Oh my goodness. So tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live.
Slanging pipe is not a job, E-Monster.
Oh my goodness.
Pipe layer.